And finally now, the annual blessing of the Lamb celebration took place at the Vatican today. Veronica Scaresbrick has more.
It may not be lambing time in the Vatican's Apostolic Palace, but two lambs were heard bleating on Saturday morning in the Urban VIII chapel there. They were being blessed by Pope Benedict XVI to mark the feast of St. Agnes, whose name means lamb, before being sheared and their wool collected for what's known as the pallium, or white woolen bands which are carefully folded and placed in a casket in the Confessio of St. Peter's Basilica to await the feasts of Saints Peter and Paul on June the 29th, when Pope Benedict will then bless and bestow these palliums on the new Metropolitan Archbishops. But while both the Pope and the Archbishop's palliums are all made of the same lamb's wool, the one Pope Benedict wears is noticeably different, and it's not just a manner of dress. It's what all bishops in the East and West wore historically. Superior General of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, Father Jim Pugliese, explains.
If you look at the frescoes, the mosaics of the early church in the first millennium, you'll see that all the bishops, whether they be Latin bishops or Oriental bishops, wore the same stole that Benedict is wearing now. The pallium was reintroduced to show a link between major archbishops and the See of Rome. Well, of course, the Bishop of Rome shows basically that he is the first bishop that presides over the communion of that, and so therefore he wears what I would call really an episcopal stole, not the pallium John Paul II wore, because that's the same pallium that all our major archbishops wear, but the Pope is not just a major bishop. He is the bishop that presides over the communion of churches. And that's the distinction that has been introduced here with Benedict XVI. The form will be different than the pallium, which has the two little tongues, one in front and back, that are black and the rest are white with the crosses corresponding to the wounds of Christ. It's the yoke that is put on bishop that reminds him that he's really tied to the chief shepherd, who is Jesus Christ, and whose representative here in the ministry is the Bishop of Rome.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.